It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hey folks, it's Mike the Ref here. We're just outside Rexall Place with a special edition of Quick Calls. I managed to track down both Andre C. and the wrestling mind Brian Hamilton.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen?
How's it going, people?
Yeah, we just came out of the Edmonton Rush Championship Final here, and the best way to put it is just wow. Wow. I usually go to about one or two games a year. That's all I can get to based on my work schedule, but this one was an absolute can't-miss game. And Andre, you said this is your first game?
Yeah, first game and the championship win. How can I argue with that, dude? It's got me hooked. I'll be back next year for sure.
And, of course, Brian's here as many times as he physically can.
Of course, and this is like the fifth or sixth game I've been to all this time. Freaking, it's awesome to see them finally win a title after 10 years, so it's awesome.
So let's get down to the game here. It was a game that nobody really had control of throughout the entire game. It wasn't like last week where Edmonton sort of had control and Toronto was just kicking its way back into it. I think the key play of the game here was with 5.4 seconds left to go in the second quarter.
Yes.
And they managed to get a playoff to the point where Mark Matthews scores with 0.1 second on the clock. The crowd goes nuts, and it actually turned into a very positive karma way for a rather hurry-turvy first half there.
I think it got the players back when him scoring right at the end there of the first half. I think it got his players fired up for the second half, going into the second half, so they knew, like, we can do this going in. I think it's what that goal meant to that team.
Oh, for sure. This game was off the rack. That goal with 0.1 seconds left was just phenomenal. Like, I was right on my seat to the end because it was that close. It just, oh my God, the last few seconds of the game was, wow,
pretty good.
Well, speaking of being on your seats to the end, with 9 minutes to go, we end up getting a five-minute power play, the Edmonton Rush do, and the first thing that comes up is a shorthanded goal. Now, anybody that watches lacrosse knows that a shorthanded goal is not that hard to accomplish for the fact that you still get control of the ball for 30 seconds regardless most times. Overall, this was a very chippy game here from both sides, and there were points like within the first minute where Mark Matthews absolutely gets cleaned out, knocked on his ass hard.
Well, there's nobody ever really in control. It was whether up by one. There was a point where The Rock went up by two, I think, or Edmonton went up by two, but it was only momentary, and then it came back. It was all only by every lead was by one only.
Simple as that.
Oh yeah, for sure. This game was very close. It had you sitting on your seat to the end. I mean, it was fantastic. Great game.
And of course, right to the end means 47 seconds, I do believe, was on the clock when the game-winning goal got scored through a screen. It was an absolute phenomenal shot. It was a seeing-eye shot, a bouncer on the goalie, and he didn't have any chance on it. But
are you there all the cross games?
This is the first title in Edmonton, and it's got to be 10 years from all the sports.
Nope. A season ago, the WHL championship was and the CHL championship was here.
Sure, throw out the thunder there. But this is truly a city of champions, regardless, and this is just another proof of it. What's this championship mean to this city right now?
Oh, I think it means a lot, especially after 10 years of the Rush playing here. They finally got the title after all this time. Toronto's had it for 6 or 7 times. It's finally about time that Edmonton gets the cup. And this was a great matchup, too, because it was the first all-Canadian cup final. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
No, and with another championship coming in the last 2 years to this city, I think they can start calling them city champions again, and it doesn't have to revolve around hockey anymore. They've got two, one is hockey from the WHL, but it doesn't have to focus on the Oilers anymore. They've got champions outside of the Oilers now, which the Rush sure the hell are.
The biggest thing I hope for this is that we definitely do get at least one more season, if not more.
Oh, for sure.
I know there's been some legal issues and whatnot about getting a facility for these guys, but there's got to be a way these guys can hammer things out. But we're going to stay on the positive here tonight. This is a hell of a weekend for sports in Edmonton. We got the Rush game tonight. We got Canada
China
women
tomorrow.
Canada China at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Soccer.
Monster Pro Wrestling tomorrow night from the Alberta Avenue Arena.
Oh.
I know the three of us are going to be there. I'll be doing my best to watch the game. So, any other thoughts on the game tonight, guys?
Oh, just a fantastic effort by both clubs. It could have went back and forth, especially the last minute. I was sitting right on the edge of my seat because I didn't know who was going to win. And especially when it got down to the last 10 seconds, I was like, oh, God, please don't let Toronto score, because it was that close. It was a hell of a good game.
And to Andre here, who had his lacrosse cherry pop tonight.
I honestly thought Brian was going to have a heart attack in those last, like, 15 seconds. He's going, oh, my God, come on. Oh, my God, in those last, like, 40 seconds or whatever. And then when we got it back in 15 seconds and we knew it was over at that point, we just stood up and started slapping hands. Honestly, I'm hooked on this sport. I will be back if they come back. If there's another year here, another few years here, I will be here. Because I've never gotten to see this, and I'm happy I did, and I'm happy it was on a championship win.
I know later on, once we get through PWA month here, I am going to have a blown call show talking about promotion of events, and this is going to be one of the topics we're going to talk about in terms of this. But I am so proud of these guys tonight and everything they've done all season, and we have another champion in Edmonton. We're always full of champions, and we just add one more to the list here. So,
yes.
But on that, I'm going to wrap this up here. I want to thank once again Andre C for joining me.
Not a problem, ladies and gentlemen.
And the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton, which I'm going to call the lacrosse mind right now.
Oh, no problem, man. It's awesome to be here, and can't wait to do it again.
And don't forget to support lacrosse wherever you are.
And this is Mike the Ref. Okay, and just remember, folks, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Mike the Ref with Quick Calls from Rexall Place in Edmonton on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.